Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to earnings call for quarter and year ended 31st March 2024 of JK Cement, hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 and FY24 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and based on current expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening. I'll give you a brief. The Board of Directors met on 12th May to review the working of the company for quarter ended 31st March 2024, as well as for the whole year. And I'll give you, though we have already posted the details to you in the investor presentation also, I'll just give you a brief of the working for the quarter and the year. So our net sales during this quarter was higher by 6% at 2,856 crores as against 2,690 crores. The EBITDA during this quarter was lower as compared to previous quarter by 10% at 548 crores as against 608 crores. The EBITDA margins were also lower at 19.2% as against 22.6%. The profit after tax was lower at 236 crores as against 289 crores in the previous quarter. If we see the working for the year, the net sales was higher at 16% by 10,563 crores as against 9,094 crores. The EBITDA was higher by 52% at 2,005 crores as against 1,320 crores. The EBITDA margins was 18.9% for the year as against 14.5%, and the profit after tax was higher by 65% at 831 crores as against 503 crores. If we see that this year has been an exceptional year for the company, the company has volume has grown by 19%, the grey cement volume. The Central India expansion achieved a capacity utilization of 83% in its first year of full operations. We commissioned the Ujjain grinding unit of 1.5 million tons within 12 months of start of work. We acquired the Toshali Cement to extend footprints in the eastern markets. Looking to this, the Board of Directors also recommended a dividend of 15 rupees and a special dividend of 5 rupees. And this year, we are going to celebrate 50 years of grey cement and 40 years of white cement. So we started the grey cement journey way back in 1974 and the white cement in 1984. As far as the projects are concerned, we are still, our expansion is well within the track. The Prayagraj unit of 2 million tons is in advanced stage and this is likely to be commissioned in the second quarter of this fiscal. The 6 million ton expansion plan, we have already placed orders for the main plant and equipment. The civil and mechanical contractors' work has already been released. At the main integrated plant site, the Bhumi Pujan has been done and the construction work has started. Then, you know, about either end of second quarter of FY26 or third quarter of FY26. As regards, you know, we continue our journey of growth, and yes, presently, because of elections, the demand is subdued. However, we feel that we will end up the year with at least about 10% growth. And we continue with our journey for cost optimization. And going forward, we see that we should be able to achieve 150 to 200 rupees of reduction in costs. These are the major highlights. I would be pleased to address any of your queries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. You may please press star and 1 to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Naveen Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just to confirm, did you mention 150 to 200 rupees per ton cost reduction potential in your initial comments?
Yes, 150 to 200 rupees cost potential, cost reduction potential going forward, not immediately in FY25, but over the next two fiscal.
Okay, so if I may please request some more, elaboration on this as to what will be the broader areas under which you plan to achieve this, and if there are any specific year-wise timelines to this, that will really help, sir.
So again, as far as timelines are concerned, we will get back major areas are, one is on the freight. So on the logistic cost we are working, and this should definitely give us around 50 rupees a ton. We have already achieved a good level of green power. We are already around 50% plus, but we are still working for more green power. That will give us certain savings. We are optimizing more usage of AFR. So that would also result in certain savings. And other, you know, fixed cost and other areas of costs. So on the supply chain and other things we are working on. So that should also result. So that's, I mean, exact numbers we are, you know, are being worked out, but we definitely see a potential of this is the value 150 to 200 rupees a ton.
Appreciate. Sir, my second question then was around the timelines for Panna 2 capex. So in the presentation you said that the clinker plant could be possibly up and running by July to September 25. But if you could help us understand, when will be the grinding units related to this? What are the specific timelines, if you can share that? Thank you.
So, see, as far as, I mean, there has not been any, difference in the timelines. There have been delays in any grinding. So, as far as the integrated plant is concerned, we feel that, you know, within 18 months, though our internal target is still much lower, so within 18 months we should be able to commission the integrated site. So we have already done the Pujan early and now we expect that if you take 18 months, it comes to around between September, October, we should be starting next year the entire integrated plant. Grinding unit, major would be on the grinding at Bihar. We are at advanced stage of the acquisition on finalization of the land. And once we do it, I think that there should not be any delay. We should be able to complete that within 12 months of start work at the site. We have already finalized the order. So we are confident that, you know, by end of quarter two or beginning of quarter three, you know, FY 2026, we should be able to commission this.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Mangesh Bhadang from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So a couple of questions. First is on Toshali Cement. So now that the acquisition is complete, what kind of contribution is expected in terms of volumes from that plant this year? Or do you think that, you know, we need to make certain investments for that plant to basically start, you know, contributing meaningfully to us?
So see, it's primarily it's about we should be able to start the work in full. This plant should. It's a running plant, but we did need to modernize it and make some investment and working capital. So another, we are going to invest about 40 crores in this year on the plant. And we should, as we modernize the plant, we should be able to get about, you know, 4 lakh tons, 3 to 4 lakh tons annually from this plant. And in the meantime, we'll also work on the mining lease. And when the mining lease finalizes and or a long-term arrangement for the limestone, we will work out for the next phase in due course of time.
So this year we can expect 4 to 5 lakh, you said, right?
Not this year. I mean, I think this year it will be lower. I think the normal production should start coming in, you know, by beginning of the third quarter onwards.
Okay. Okay. And sir, the second question is on the market. Just wanted to have your views on what the current pricing is compared to the, you know, 4Q average. And you mentioned that demand, at least initially because of election, is slow. So what kind of number you are looking for in 2025? And that 10% growth you are mentioning, it largely will come from the central region?
Yeah, so it will. So see, as far as demand is concerned, when it is low because of the elections across, even in the second quarter, you know, it will pick up, but the monsoons would be there. So we are really expecting normal demand to be there after the post from third quarter onwards. By that time, the annual budget would have also come in, and the government spend, there would be clarity on the government spend also. And as far as the volume is concerned, yes, there would be growth in central India because we have commissioned, we would have commissioned Prayagraj, so we'll get extra volume also in the central India. And in the other regions also, north and south, we will be growing at par with the industry.
On the pricing front, sir, current price?
So pricing, you know, let us see. I think maybe we should see some pricing only from the third quarter onwards. I do not know that any expectation of price may come up immediately. There is some pressure on the pricing. The vis-a-vis fourth quarter, as you say, there has been a marginal dip, but not a substantial dip.
Okay. And sir, finally, the Prayagraj and Ujjain grinding units cumulatively will have 3.5 million tons of grinding capacity. So we do have, you know, the commensurate clinker for the same, right, at the existing unit?
Yeah, that we told you earlier also. We have commensurate clinker. Our present clinker availability means even now, you know, so we are not operating all our kilns. Presently, the demand is less. One of the major reasons is that also. We have commensurate clinker, and we can easily, you know, as we told earlier, when we are working out at average 85% of capacity utilization. For 22 million tons of production, we have all the clinker.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You may enter star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead. Sir, the participant has left the queue. We will move on to the next question, which is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the CapEx buildup for 2025 and 2026. If you could just provide some guidance there.
Yeah. CapEx spent in 2025 will be around 1,900 crores, and in 2026 also around 1,800 crores.
Sure. What is the kind of incentive that got booked in Q4?
Q4, the incentive is around 70 crores.
Okay. UP, have you started the booking? I mean, last call, I think you had said that you're booking only in MP as of now.
No, UP we've been booking. Aligarh also we have been taking. Only thing is that the incentive available for Aligarh was only available till December. The yearly amount was exhausted, so there was no incentive which we could take for Aligarh in the last quarter. But we are accruing, and in fact, we have already got partial payment of that incentive.
Understood. Okay. And also on the paints business, what was the revenue and EBITDA and booked in Q4?
Paint revenue in the Q4 was 30 crores.
Okay.
Overall revenue for the year was 153 crores.
Okay. And EBITDA?
EBITDA, there is a EBITDA loss of 20 crores.
For Q4?
For the year.
For the year.
For the year as a whole.
Achha. And Q4?
Yeah. Q4, it was 6 crores.
Okay. Okay. Sure. And generally, like you said, that pricing you are now expecting only post-monsoon. So as of now, then the Q1 realization, I believe you said that it will be down only marginally versus Q4. My understanding was that there was a big drop in pricing that had happened in March, and the exit of Q4 was actually about 8-10 rupees lower than the Q4 average. So if that is the case, then it just means that we are 3-4% lower than Q4 realization. So is that understanding correct?
Pardon? Pricing.
Can you just repeat?
So basically, there was a continuing decline in pricing that had happened in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Exit of Q4, our understanding is that was about 10 rupees lower or 3% lower, let's say, than average Q4. And given that there's not much hike this quarter, so then is it correct to kind of expect that this quarter will be like 3% to 4% lower than Q1, Q4, sorry, Q1 will be 3% to 4% lower than Q4 in realization terms, given that no hike has happened?
Yeah, but you know, blended, it could be around the same thing. There is a lot of pressure, and even half of Q1 is left. You never know what is how the situation would be. But it could also be that, you know, things may improve marginally. So we really have to see.
Sure, sure. And also on white putty, cement and putty, it seems like the realization has dropped there as well. So what's the reason for a drop over there?
So actually there's continued, you know, pressure on the putty. So the pressure from the paint guys, it continues, and you know, even after entry of Birlaoppers in the paint, so they, I think there's a reaction on the putty side by the paint, mainly Asian paint. So there is a pressure on the putty pricing.
Okay, okay. Got it. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Keshav Vijay Ratan Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just want to confirm one thing.
Sir, your audio is low. Can you please increase the volume?
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Just want to confirm on the central and east expansion. What I can recall, the entire expansion was 2,850 crore, and the central piece was 2,200 crore. But we can see now Panna alone cost is 2,300 crore. Is there some bump up in expansion? How much this total expansion will cost?
No, no, no. I think the 6 million ton expansion cost was 2,850.
Yeah.
Which included, you know, the figure at the integrated plant site has been shown as 2,302, and the balance, you know, 531 crores is for the grinding unit at Bihar, and balance is for the, you know, increase in the grinding at Hamirpur and Prayagraj. So that was the total expansion cost of 6 million tons in Central India was 2,850. There is no change in the project cost. It is whatever we what was estimated earlier remains the same.
Okay, understood. Got it. In this quarter also we have seen sequentially some increase in employee cost, although last quarter we were expecting some decline.
So as you see, in this quarter, one of the reasons for increase in the employee cost is there has been an incremental variable pay, you know, when you see year on year, it was, as a company, overall profitability has been much better than what was internally budgeted as a guideline for the variable pay. So there's an incremental variable pay portion, which has come, you know, for the full year, you know, when we entitlement. So that is one of the reasons for increase. And other is that now you see all the, when the projects get completed, you have full salary for the other plants. Ujjain full salary has come in. Ujjain has commissioned. The salary of Ujjain is also included.
Got it. Is it possible to quantify what is the incremental variable pay amount?
So variable pay amount is the total additional for the quarter is 15, but total, I mean, see, even in the previous year, once you compare with previous year, variable pay portion was quite less. It was even 50%. It was lower. So if compared to year on year, the impact of variable pay is around 35-40 crores.
Okay. Got it. Understood. One last question from my side. Is the pain guidance remain same for FY25?
So FY25, we have a pain guidance remains the same of 300 crores plus what we said. So that should remain, that should be the same.
Okay. That's it. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, just continuing, so for FY25 at EBITDA level on paint front, will it be how much loss at EBITDA level?
So for the paint, you know, so the paint loss for FY25 will be marginally higher as we would be investing more towards the branding and the loss would be around 35 to 40 crores.
Okay, and for FY26, previously we were looking at close to 500 odd crore kind of revenue. So in FY20, so will it remain the same? And for FY26 also, can we see the EBITDA loss or will it turn EBITDA neutral?
So yes, as far as the top line is concerned, definitely FY26 we should see a top line of around 500 crores. So there is no change in that. On the EBITDA front, we see that FY26, maybe there is some loss, but FY27 onwards, it should be EBITDA positive.
Okay. Okay, got it. And in terms of the, just to again clarify in terms of the timeline for the expansion, so by Q2 FY26, Panna clinker and one MTPA grinding will start, and Bihar 3, Hamirpur 1 and Prayagraj 1, what's the timeline in terms of the start?
So see, as far as the timelines are concerned, we see end of Q3 or beginning of Q4, end of Q2 or beginning of Q3 as a timeline for Panna completion.
Yeah,
and
MTPA Bihar, one MTPA Hamirpur.
So yeah, Bihar will come at the same time. And there is, I mean, we don't foresee that there would be anything in on Bihar side.
Okay, and Hamirpur and Prayagraj will also come by Q3 FY26.
So see, Hamirpur, Prayagraj will come at the same time. There's not much work to be done at those plants. So it is only, you know, a marginal upgradation which will lead to the incremental production. So there is nothing, not major activities to be carried out for that.
Okay, okay, okay.
So actually, you know, okay,
yes,
that's fine.
Yeah, sir, couple of data points are needed. Green share for FY24, we said 51%, but for Q4, how much it was? Fuel mix for Q4, TSR for Q4, FY24.
See, TSR, so we have, the fuel mix is like we have around 60% of PATCO based on the heat consumption. And balance 40% is the imported coal and the alternate fuel. TSR we are around
16%. Okay, got it. 16% for Q4 FY24.
Yeah, it's around 16.
Yeah, and for green share, for full year we say 51%. For Q4 it is how much? And in FY25 how much? We will be adding or this in terms of the capacity on where this will increase the grid, sir.
Actually, for the data for the TSR and the green power is captured on the YTD basis. So there's not much of a change on a quarter on quarter basis. So that is why I'm telling you the yearly number of TSR is 16.3%. The green power yearly number is 51%.
Okay. And this green share in this year, how much more capacity are we adding? Because, and also need a clarification, we mentioned in the presentation some 22 odd megawatt wind agreement was till 31st March 24. So now that capacity is no more with us or...
Yeah, so there was, you know, a one time it was a short duration opportunity available, which is not there. Having said so, we are entering into long term new solar agreements. So that would mean we have just finalized, and I think by end of this quarter, we should be able to finalize some around 40-50 megawatts of solar power arrangement on the long-term basis.
Okay, okay, got it. And in terms of the net debt levels, sir, previously we were talking about 5,600 crore kind of a gross debt can be picked out. That remains the same.
The gross debt, you know, as of 31st March is 4,592 crores. And what you are talking about of close to that is including the expansion that is FY26.
Thank you, sir. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hi sir, my first question pertains to your capex. So this 1,900 crore which you mentioned will be spending in this financial year. This is only the expansion capex, and or that is inclusive of your maintenance capex?
Yeah, everything. It includes everything.
Okay. And this Panna expansion you have mentioned close to 2,300 crore, right? This being a brownfield expansion. Why is the cost seemingly higher? Because clinker is 3.3 and grinding is just 1 million ton.
Pardon, if you see, you have to look at the total, the Panna expansion on the kiln is for to support grinding of 6 million tons.
Correct.
You have to see the capital cost of 2850 for 6 million tons. Now, okay. If you see the capital cost for 6 million ton, it is working out to it's about, 500, it's less than 500 crores per million.
Mm-hmm.
$57.
So I was thinking from that perspective, the clinker unit is a brownfield one, so ideally the cost should have been lower.
No, actually brownfield, see, you do the saving only in terms of the land.
Okay, okay.
And you have the administrative setup available so that you can do the project, mm-hmm. complete the project earlier.
Okay.
And land also, because Panna, you know, we have the huge mining land. And mm-hmm. we have to keep on acquiring. So even in this project cost, we have considered the cost of the mining land which has to be acquired.
And it's a bigger kiln as compared to line one. So again, mm-hmm. See, we have to support the clean, cement grinding. Line one was for it was 8,000 and then increased to 10,000. So we are starting this with a 10,000 ton kiln, which a potential of another 2,000 tons. So mm-hmm. with that, you know, it's a larger kiln, so capital cost, and then it takes care of all the escalations in cost.
Right, sir.
There's a time gap between line one ordering and line two ordering.
Correct, correct. And so this Bihar grinding unit is a greenfield one, 3 million ton, but the pending capex beyond this 2300 is 550 crores. So how much you are spending on Bihar, and this seems to be a very small capex for the greenfield Bihar unit?
So 530 crores is quite a big amount.
No, it's me, aapka wo bhi hai na, the remaining...
remaining amount is actually
40-50 crores. Remaining is for Hamirpur and Prayagraj, 40-50 crores.
Okay, there you have some balancing equipment which you are only setting up.
Yeah, so that's only 40-50 crores for Hamirpur and Prayagraj.
Okay.
That is not much.
Okay, okay. Okay. I think that's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. So, sorry, I missed the comment on fuel cost. Can we now expect that the downward sloping curve that we were seeing on fuel cost for last year will now be a more like a flat curve from here for the next couple of quarters, at least for which we have the visibility? Or is there some further reduction that can be expected?
So, there would be some reduction, but not the steep fall as we saw in FY24. On an average, when quarter on quarter we see, once we compare to previous year, definitely there would be saving, but quarter on quarter there is still some marginal cost reduction, but not very significant.
Okay. And you said the share of AFR was 16.3% in FY24, right?
Right.
What would be the cost generally that you incur in like this kind of AFR sourcing that you do?
Oh, sorry, we will not be sharing the exact details of AFR cost. It is a, and I would, we will go on average fuel cost net of AFR. We give you the fuel cost, but we will not share the, you know, what is the AFR cost. It is too common. It is confidential, business confidential. We would not like to share that.
Sure. No, that's fine. That's fine. Also, like you mentioned in the opening remarks that you see 10% kind of volume growth in FY25. My first question was like, is that your assessment for industry growth as well, or you are building in some market
no,
share
no,
gains
no.
in that number?
We would grow definitely more than industry growth. Should be around 7%.
Okay, okay. And last year, what would have been your clinker production number?
See, we are at around 85% of clinker capacity utilization. So we have like...
Is that at a blended level, both for both north, central, combined?
Yeah, yeah, combined level. So our clinker...
No, all the clinker data will send you separately.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure, sure. That's all then. Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Girija Rai from Asit C. Mehta. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So if I go through the presentation, so our lead distance has reduced by 6-7 kilometers on quarter-on-quarter basis. And also, you know, we see the global fuel cost, energy cost also has declined. So, but we do not see much impact in our freight cost per ton. And in your opening remark, you mentioned we will be having a saving of around 40-50 rupees per ton, you know, the rupees of savings from the freight cost. So, how we are going to do that?
See, again, logistic cost, what we said, it is, this we see a potential, not that we will get in a month's time or 2 months' time. Our logistic cost, we have taken on a project to work out on the logistic costs, and there are several levers to which has to be achieved, and we are quite confident maybe that over a period of 1 year, we should definitely get to this number of 40 to 50 rupees a ton.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first is, can you please provide some color on the UAE business, the shipments, the volumes that we had for the full year, if at all there were shipments from UAE to India, and how are we looking at this asset going forward?
So, yes, as we see the, you know, there has been a quite an improvement in the UAE performance. The full year volume numbers, you know, there has been about a 34% increase in the volume numbers during the year, from 428,000 tons of clinker and cement, it has gone up to, you know, 575,000 tons. And if we look at the whole year, this is the first time if you look at, from a negative, marginal negative EBITDA, we have a close to, you know, a 70 crores plus EBITDA coming in from the UAE business. So there has been a substantial improvement in the UAE business. We definitely, we see that we should be able to maintain this volume numbers. Though when it has been supported, there is a lot of competition in the UAE, internationally, but we are working out on different countries, going to Australia, we are now working on, even on going to US. We are strengthening our presence in the Africa. The India continues to be one factor, because as we see that India mostly, both Birla and us are mostly fully utilized, so there is a volume which is coming into India. We are doing, covering our southern region from UAE only. Besides, there is some direct sale to UAE to some of the paint and other consumers.
Sure, that's helpful. So second question is, can you provide some details on the market sizing and market share on both white cement as well as wall putty? And have we retained our market share, or is it something which has gone down? How should one understand?
Well, I think market share has been maintained. The white cement market share, you know, is primarily between UltraTech and us. So, you know, it is ranging we have a market share of between 45% to 48%. So in that same vicinity, we maintain the market share of the white business.
And sir, wall putty?
See, wall putty overall, we have a market share of around 22%.
Okay. And sir, what will be the market size like? Will it be upwards of 4.5 million tons?
Yeah, it should be, closer to about 4 million tons.
Sure, that's helpful. And so,
no separate numbers are given. We arrive at a volume number, see, because putty, we arrive at a putty based on an assumption that, you know, whatever is the white consumption, and we assume there's some white consumption going into putty and arrive at a volume numbers. But otherwise, no separate numbers as per se are available.
Okay. And the last question.
Yeah.
And the last question on growth, sir, after what we are doing in Panna, what is the region that we will look at? We have won a couple of leases, one in Rajasthan, one in Karnataka. So if one has to take a 5-year, 7-year view, how should we understand it? Like, there is a lot of optionality at Panna which is there, but will we be looking at other regions?
Like we have one definitely north. Jaisalmer is one which we have a mining lease. We have even at Karnataka, and a line at Panna, and if Toshali we get so far is. So this is what we do have plans, and post Panna line 2, we shall be reviewing, and that definitely at the next option we will strategize and let you know which of the options where we feel we should be going next after Panna line 2.
Right, but sir, is there any timeline given we have won the leases and the options? Does it state that within say 2 years or 3 years we need to set up a plant and show value addition?
No, see, there's a continuous growth as you have seen. Over the years, we at the time, nearer to completion of Mangrol Line 2, we announced Mangrol Line 3. When we were about to be commissioned Mangrol Line 3, we announced Panna Line 1. And post within 6 months of commissioning of Panna Line 1, we announced Panna Line 2.
Sure. And so last question, for all the incremental growth projects that we have announced, are all of them backed by incentives?
Some of them are, when we have to see, definitely incentives are there. So, because of additional incremental, so presently, yes, Panna Line 2 also has incentives. Both, for Bihar we have to work out, but definitely for UP and MP there are incentives, and Bihar also, there are certain incentives which we should be availing.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the answers. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last announcement and no further reminders will be given that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Mehrotra from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So just small query. I see that your other expenses have been elevated, and the reason for that is attributable to increased branding spends. So could you just break down what sort of branding spends are there in this quarter out of the total around total cost out of the total other expenses of around 468 crores?
So see, one, we looking, if you look at, we have nearly not gone into the ATL, but still when you see all the competition is going you know, on the TV. Having said so, though, we, our major focus still remains on non-ATL, but we have done a lot of working, and we do have a direct connect with all our dealers. We have done substantial in this quarter. What we did was a annual dealer meet conferences, which we had across both the businesses. So that is one of the reasons for the increase in the sales promotion activity costs in this quarter. Also, you know, as there has been some incremental spend on the IT automation. We are migrating to S/4HANA, which got implemented in the month of April. On 1st April, we migrated from the old HANA to S/4HANA. So there has been an incremental IT investments also in this quarter.
Got it, sir. If I were to sort of put a number in terms of a run rate for, say, the next two or three quarters for the branding part, sir, can I have some color on that, sir?
So, see, again, branding, we are revisiting. There is a lot of requirement from the marketing. So, I mean, though we would definitely like to optimize, I don't see, foresee a major saving in the branding cost, because as we are expanding, we are entering new regions, so we will continue to you know, see branding part of it. It's, I would call it as a part of investment, and this needs to be done.
Got it, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the repeat opportunity, sir. Just two follow-ups. So in the previous quarter, I think we commissioned the Karnataka waste heat recovery. Is that correct? I'm just comparing Q3 presentation with this.
No, so we just, you know, the waste heat gets commissioned in phases. You know, there are two or three boilers, so you connect one boiler and then the second boiler. So exactly, you know, what we would say that waste is, it will get fully commissioned. We started off in the previous quarter with one boiler, then again. So I think by end of this month, it will get fully commissioned. So the real benefits of waste heat would be seen partially in this quarter, some of it, but major coming from the second quarter onwards.
Understood. That's helpful. It's a 15 megawatt.
It's 18.
18 megawatt. WHRS. Okay. And sir, my second and last question was about the CC ratio. So with the now addition of more 6 million ton of grinding capacity against 3.3 million ton clinker that we are like, you know, adding, Panna line 2 I'm referring to. So what could be then improvement in CC ratio we can see? I understand, I think last year we were more like 1.45, I'm talking about FY23, will really help if you give CC ratio for FY24 and how much we can improve on that. Thank you.
See, CC ratio actually we are continuously improving upon because of the increasing in the number of the grinding units. Because the grinding unit production is mainly the blended cement. And we have actually planned the clinker in such a way so that the clinker, whatever the new line, that will be sufficient for the 6 million tons of the grinding.
So even in this quarter, as you see, you know, there is some dip in the trade, non-trade ratio. But even in non-trade, you know, we are trying to procure and get more of blended cement orders. So which will help us in improving the clinker factor. And so we are still, we do feel that, and we also feel that, you know, more, the more grinding unit will, so it is a sort of a green cement. So this is our focus area. Having said so, at the same time, we cannot discount in which area the incremental demand comes up. So if the majority of incremental demand is from, you know, from the government projects or, and they only take up OPC, then it may, we may have to take up the, otherwise all our trade, you know, wherever we are investing so much on the trade, on our branding, on our customer service and all. So which is helping us in maintaining our market share and improving upon the market share and maintaining the trade ratio, which would also help in maintaining the blended cement ratio.
Understood. Understood. I was only asking if this 1.45 could increase to, maybe-
We have to see. Yeah, definitely, we are working towards it. It should improve.
Sure. I think you mentioned trade, non-trade. What was it in Q4 and for the year? Thank you.
Q4 trade was slightly lower to 61%.
No, blended was higher.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the follow-up. I just want to get a sense on the paint business. We can see sequentially the business is down, revenue is down by 35%, though we understand some seasonal factor is there, but still there is a sharp dip in the business and when the business is ramping up. So possibly your 300 crore revenue in FY25 could be a tall task to achieve?
No, no, I don't think so. See, from where the sequentially, the numbers have reduced.
So quarter three paint revenue was 46 crore, and this quarter you said 30 crore.
No, no, no.
No.
Sorry, this quarter it is,
51
crores.
51?
Yeah.
Okay, 51. Got it.
For the year, if you see, you know, we did 153 crores. We took over from Acro, which was around 70-80 crores. So, you know, vis-a-vis Acro, with 70-80 crores, we say that is there. We have just doubled in one year from 70-80 crores to 153 crores. And our, the target for FY25 is about close to 300, about 295 crores is our target for, 295-300 crores for FY25.
Understood. Got it. Do you have any interim TSR target, like FY30 you have given, but interim something like FY26?
No. So, see, TSR target as per FY26, today we are at 16%.
No, we have actually the target for 2030, we have set 25%, and we are gradually increasing it, so hopefully it should go up by, say, 2% every year.
Okay, got it. That is helpful. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to clarify the paints revenue. You mentioned 30 crores or 53 crores. I just got a bit confused.
No, actually, see, the overall revenue for the year is 153 crores. And in this quarter, it is 50 crores.
50. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And some of it is booked in standalone as well, right?
That is the point actually. I mean, the sale from the subsidiary is 20 crores and 30 crores is through the standalone. So that's why you are confusing between 30 and 50 actually.
Got it. Got it. Now I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
And the clinker ratio would have been what, 0.6263 in FY24?
No. See, our clinker ratio is 0.66.
Okay, in FY24.
Yes.
Okay, and like based on whatever you see in the market, and I believe you also said that even though the share of trade dropped a bit in Q4, blended actually increased.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, like, is there a number of clinker ratio that you're looking at from, let's say, an FY25 or 26 perspective?
No, see, the overall, because it is a market situation, because if you see the number, the blended cement for the year as a whole, so we are at 67%, right?
So actually, at the grinding units, you know, the clinker factor is, you know, it's around 60% only, or less than 60% at all grinding locations.
Okay. Okay, sure. That's all for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, just again a clarification needed on the paint. Two, three things. First is 707 crore white console revenue for this quarter. Does that include the 51 crore paint revenue?
Yeah, paint and the Fujara.
It includes Fujara and paint both.
Okay. So for full year at console level, we have booked a 153 crore paint revenue in the white we have shown in the presentation of 2,750 odd crore.
Yeah, 2,750 crores includes 153 crores of the paint revenue, right?
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
So the participant has left.
Okay.
We will take one more question, which is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. One simple question, sir. You indicated cost saving number over 2 years. So do you think this is something which is replicable industry-wide? The reason to ask this is two largest companies, they've also given stiff cost-saving targets. So is it like industry cost curve will actually go down, or is it something which is more company-specific?
See, again, what it depends on where, I mean, I've seen, yes, Ultratech and which they have given their numbers. So, see, today everybody is working, the entire industry is working towards cost reduction. So, every company may have different avenues and opportunities for cost reduction. It may depend where they are in terms of green power, where they are in terms of, you know, AFR and other things. So, that will really see where they each position is there. So what we have identified 150 to 200 crores is what we see avenues which are possible in our case.
Okay. Sir, if I just rephrase the question in a different way, if one had to look at, say, logistic costs, which you indicated, what can be the optimal primary and secondary lead distance that we are looking at?
See, that's a very difficult question to answer. What will be the ideally, when, again, it depends on, see, sometimes, you know, when logistic lead distance. There could be a higher lead distance, even if you can, but your X gate realization is higher. You would still, you will not mind in spending a higher lead distance cost. So everything, normally we try to do it, you know, on a, what is my X gate realization.
Okay, so that extends on the secondary lead part. On the primary lead, would there be a thumb rule?
No, it's on the primary lead. It depends on the primary lead also.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. And sir, second question, basically, we are doing great job on green energy. I understand basically there is something called peak load, but hypothetically, if I had to assume, say, we have 1,000 megawatts of power requirement, what is a broad ballpark number that we need to have a minimum of thermal power? What can be the optimized WHRS and wind? Again, I'm just trying to get a sense how much of incremental cost savings.
As far as the WHRS is concerned, it's only linked. You can have WHRS only in the kilns. You can't have WHRS anywhere else. So you may have whatever grinding and your split grinding locations, the only green power in, at those locations could either be solar or wind. No other type of green power would be at the grinding stations.
Correct. Sir, then... Sir, if I rephrase it, if one had to look at the mother unit, if there is a hypothetically 1,000 megawatt of requirement, only where the kiln is, and assuming that there is a small GU over there, is there a broad ballpark number, a thumb rule that one can look at on optimized metrics?
So on a mother unit, you know, you could have theoretically a very high 75%. And this is what we feel that this is ultimately target what we have given, 75% green power. So whatever is the requirement at all locations, we'll try to get 75% green power at all locations.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we would like to thank you, Manager J.K. Simon, for the call, and many thanks for participating in the call. Thank you very much, sir. And Michelle,
thank you. Thank you everyone for joining.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.